Well, whether you're a fan or not, it's often hard to get Eurovision songs out of your head. They're just some of the finalists at the 2026 Eurovision Song Contest from Norway, Finland, France, Greece, and yes, Delta Goodrum there at the end because Australia! Delta Goodrum has made it into the final after performing her entry Eclipse in the second round of the semis. Jess Carniel is Associate Professor in Humanities at the University of Southern Queensland and specialises in all things Eurovision. Jess, how much of a big deal is it for Delta to get Australia into the final?
It's a pretty big deal right now because we haven't gotten in for the past 2 years. So to have somebody qualify and be able to perform again in the grand final is showing the world that Australia still has got what it takes to be up there on that big stage.
Who's the favourite for this year's competition? What's the view?
It's actually Finland at the moment, and they're leading by quite a bit in the odds, although I will say that after today's semi-final, Delta did skyrocket up to second place, but there's a bit of a gap between her and Finland. And Finland have a really interesting performance in that they got an exemption to the usual rule in place that live instruments are not played at Eurovision. It's usually just a backing track. But there are circumstances where you can ask not to do that. And in this case, because Linda, the violinist, is a virtuosa, they've provided her with an opportunity to perform it live because it's seen as important to the artistry of the song. So I think that's what's given Finland a little bit of that extra kick.
So given some of the politics around Eurovision, the big European audience as well, we're on the other side of the world, would it be possible for Delta Goodrum in Australia to actually win this thing?
It is absolutely possible for her to win. However, if we do, we don't get to host the contest here in Australia. We would have to partner up with a country in Europe because the time difference, as we know, getting up at 5 a.m. to watch it is too significant to be able to still capture that kind of global audience. So yes, we can win. No, we can't host.
And how do we keep pace with the politics here? Because there's been several national broadcasters which are responsible for sending performers to compete. They're boycotting the event. What's been happening there?
So we've had five broadcasters that have boycotted, that are Iceland, Ireland, Spain, Slovenia and the Netherlands. And it's a fairly significant year for them to have chosen to boycott. It's the 70th anniversary, and it kind of undermines the message that Eurovision tries to put forward around being united by music. What they're boycotting is the fact that the European Broadcasting Union, who organises Eurovision, didn't hold a vote to allow the broadcasters to have their say about Israel's participation. And so they have withdrawn, and several of them aren't even showing the song contest. Ireland is showing an episode of Father Ted, and Slovenia are actually launching a series of films about Palestine. So Eurovision is losing both the money that comes from the fees that those broadcasters pay and the viewers, but it's also a huge blow at the symbolic value of the contest.